96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Peter and I are both falling in love with each other, so I feel like there has to be a way to fix this. There has to be a way to make this right. Brian has been passionate since night one, and you know, and he's not just passionate physically. He's also passionate just in the way he is with me and what he says, and I like that.
I love you. I'm in love with you, and I want to be with you forever.
Eric, how hard was it to hear Rachel finally say she loves you and then say goodbye to you?
Yeah, so honestly, in the moment, it was like magic. It was like I kept playing over that moment in our head. It was beautiful. We did a lot of great things. But the next day was very confusing because we just had a great time. The goodbye was bigger than a hello.
Wow, the goodbye bigger than the hello. One woman, three men, and three big words. I love you. The Bachelorette ended this week with some big surprises. Rachel said she loved Peter. But Rachel said she loved Brian. And Rachel said she loved Eric. But she can only pick one of those. Well, we're asking tonight, can you really love more than one at the same time? I have to ask that question with a straight face. Joining me tonight to talk about this are Eric Bigger. Now, he's one of the bachelors from The Bachelorette who almost made the love cut. And Dr. Roz Aker-Black, she's a clinical psychologist and relationship expert. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. We're asking tonight, can you really, honestly, and truly love more than one at the same time, or in Rachel's case, love three? Gosh, boy, that's amazing. Hey, Roz, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Eric, how are you?
I'm phenomenal. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine, and I'm so glad that you are phenomenal, that you are not crying in your beer, you know, over Rachel. But, you know, I'm going to start with you, because I'm sure there are a lot of folks who have some questions for you tonight. You said on the show that you had never been, you know, in love before. And was this really the opportunity for love for you?
You know, coming into it, I didn't think it was. But on the back end, it definitely was an opportunity for me to fall in love, which happened.
How did you know that on the back end this was, that you were in love?
Well, you know, for me, I'm very in tune with myself and how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a feeling that came over me that I never felt before in my life, you know. Mm-hmm. And everything about me changed, you know, my body to how I received things from people, how I took things in. Everything just changed, and I felt a spirit of me just evolve. Like, mm-hmm. I was happy, but it was in a subtle way. It was a different type of happiness, and I was just so happy. It was like, honestly, it might sound, you know, crazy. It was like magic. I was like, this feeling, like, it was like, wow, like, I'm just happy, like a kid. Like, it was amazing. So, you know, that was my experience, and that's what happened, and changed my life.
Is it gone now? Is that feeling gone now, or are you still feeling a tingle in your tangle, so to speak?
Well, I think prior to this, you know, what I think I was lacking in my spirit was love.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have love, I'm very happy, and things are very, you know, changing for the better in my life. And so I don't want to say I'm deeply in love anymore, but I still have that love in my spirit, if that makes sense.
Okay, I got you.
Know, it's been 3 months since, you know, the last, you know.
Right. Thing. Right. Well, I'm glad to see that you're still standing and you know, and not falling apart over this heartbreak. So I want to ask Dr. Roz,
yes.
As we said in the beginning, Rachel said she loved Peter, she loved Brian, she loved Eric. Is that realistic that you can actually love three people at the same time. And I'm not talking about lust or,
right.
I'm talking about, you know, boom, 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 that kind of love,
I think,
that heartbeat.
I think you have an opportunity to extremely care about someone. But I think when you get in situations like that, where it's multiple relationships, it does become this situation of which one do I care for more? Which one can I see right. loving more? Which one can I see living my life with? And I think that in that situation, I think it was just an opportunity for Rachel. And I don't honestly think that she probably felt like she would fall for people. But the more you spend time with someone, you do begin to deeply care about them. And it appears that that may have been the issue for her. But being in love with all three, I don't know if that's quite possible. It is possible to love people, but there are levels to love.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about The Bachelorette and a question that kind of came out of the reality TV series ending this week. Is it possible to love more than one person at a time? Of course, we have with us Eric Bigger. He is one of the bachelors who almost made the love cut. And of course, Dr. Roz Aker-Black, clinical psychologist and relationship expert. Let's talk to Vanessa. Vanessa calling from Maryland. Hey, Vanessa, what's on your mind?
Yes. I do believe that you can love more than one person at a time, but I don't believe that you can be in love with more than one person at a time. You can care for...
Go ahead.
You can care for someone more than one person at a time. You can be concerned about their well-being and their welfare, but a person that you are in love with is a person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, grow old with. You think about them before you think about yourself. You are concerned about whether or not they have the things that they need, the majority of the things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the first thing you get up when you wake up in the morning, you're looking for them to be there beside you, or you're calling them to see how their night was.
But hold on, Vanessa, hold on, though. Because in this situation with Rachel, she was presented mm-hmm. with a buffet of booze. That's the only way that I can describe it. And, she had her pick of the litter, and all of them vying for her attention and the like. Do you suspect that she could have been overwhelmed by all of this attention?
Oh, I'm sure that she probably was. When you have a number of men and all of them are focused on you, I'm sure that she was a bit confused. But that being said, I don't believe that she could have possibly been in love, not love, but in love with more than one of those particular individuals.
Okay. Well, Vanessa, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What do you think, Eric? Is it possible that that Rachel was in love with you, Peter, and Brian at the same time?
I think there's a high possibility that it was, but I also think, like the doctor said, there's levels to love,
mm-hmm.
right? So meaning that, you might be in love with this person, you might love it, you might want them and be around them, but then there's this other person, because I was visualizing as you guys were talking that it's this person you just can't go without. Like, I just can't help but, like, where is she at? It's just so overwhelming that to the point where you can't live without them. But they also... Or the other two people, like, damn, I love this person, I love this about them, I love that. And you are into them, you are in love with them, but I don't think it might not be as potent or high as the ultimate person, because I think it is levels to love. And I also think that you have to speak from your perspective, because everyone's truth is different.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say what I felt was what you felt when you fell in love, because we're two different people working on two different playing fields, psyche-wise, spiritually-wise, mentality, so everyone is different.
Okay.
I think, you know, everyone's experience is different, and, you know, so that's my thought.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about The Bachelorette, of course. The season finale was on Monday, and Rachel finally had her pick of the litter. She picked Brian, but she also said that she was in love with three of the bachelors, Peter, Brian, and Eric, at the same time. We're asking, is it possible to fall in love with more than one person at the same time? In this case, can you love three people? Can you love four at the same time? Let me talk to Lenny. Lenny, calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling, Lenny. What's on your mind? Lenny, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let me go to Frida. Frida calling from Akakik. Frida, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, first of all, good evening, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. What Eric just said in terms of love, that's what that generation today believes that's what love is.
What generation? Who are you talking about? The millennials?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And so, I'm just saying.
We all were millennials once, Frida.
Well, but we didn't love three people at one time. We may have liked three people. All right.
Uh-huh.
But you knew who you loved.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
There's no doubt. And, you know, and you committed to that. All right. Whether it lasted, I'm just saying. So, you know, she was on TV, and it was more so, and I wouldn't say in love, maybe in lust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, you know, those variables. So he made, you know, she said, you know, those things when you first played her, you know, a lot of things that says is how it made me feel, you know, blah, 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 that jittery, yeah, 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 but. No.
I like that technical term, that jittery yah yah yah. Gosh, how about that?
You know, divorce rate is so high now.
Uh-huh.
You know, people get married for, like he said, levels
mm-hmm.
of love, but it's not. When you love, when you really love, when uh-huh. all of us have or maybe still do, hopefully. It's no doubt.
Okay.
You know it.
All right, Frida, thank you so much. Dr. Raj, you wanted to make a quick comment?
Yeah, I wanted to say in regards to Eric, I'm happy that you actually had the experience of being open to love. Mm-hmm. But I really want the listeners to understand that there's a difference between becoming vulnerable and actually being in love.
What do you mean by that?
Well, becoming vulnerable, yeah, being right. able to let your guard down and being able right. to let someone in, which is the fear that most people have when it comes to relationships. Mm-hmm. I think love is all around us because love is energy, right? It's neither created or destroyed. But when you get into that place of being able to be vulnerable with someone and trust them with your vulnerabilities, I think it opens the experience of what love can actually feel like. So it's like the gateway into deeply falling in love with someone.
Eric, one of the things that came out during the show is that you had a chance to travel the world and you were put in a lot of romantic situations. Do you believe that contributed to how you were feeling about Rachel or indeed how she felt about the rest of the bachelors?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that's clear. But I also think, like the doctor said earlier, like the more time you spend with a person, mm-hmm. the more you fall from, the more open you are, and you let love in, it just happens. I mean, you know, you get more what you focus on. So I think, of course, the travel, you know, the great dates and, you know, the experiences really changed it and helped it, you know, encouraged it. But, yeah, I think that was part of me, her, whoever else falling in love.
Wow. And I guess after go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was saying outside of it because there was moments where I wanted to leave.
Really?
Like, I'm like, well, meaning because I was uncomfortable. I was running. That was the old me running, and I said, no, I have to get out of my own way. I'm gonna, you know, stay and get what's for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was hard. Like I'd never been in this place before, so it was very uncomfortable, like she was saying. So I was like, if I was back home, I would have just never went on another date.
Right, exactly.
But it was more so challenging myself to get out of my own way to get my miracle of love. And it wasn't easy.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room, and it's a really, really big elephant. And I guess one of the things that guys can get from this show is, when it comes to date, boy, you're really going to have to step up your game. What was it, Spain and where else?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, that's not IHOP. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. We'll be taking your calls in just a bit. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown, and she's next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.
So